Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Cosmicky Avengers Punching Aliens Inman.
You're never that person.
Yeah, I am. I like to punch aliens.
I am Ashley Young Avengers Forever Robinson.
But you already know that because this is Patreon.
We're really good at intros, guys.
Yep. Well, we have a guest, so we don't know how to do it. You guys support us over here at Patreon, so we do these extra episodes for you. Today, we just pulled in the guy from the regular episode, Mr. Sal from Comic Pop. Sal, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you okay that I call you Mr. Sal?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't generally hear you introduce yourself by your last name, so
no,
that's
I
why.
I don't usually use it because it's Italian. It's got three syllables. It's very esoteric. It's hard to get into.
Yeah.
We have boring white people names that they still ask us to spell on the phone.
Yeah.
I said it before and I'll say it again. You know, Italians like me don't get to be Batman. You know, so I try to avoid it whenever possible.
That's a fair point. Okay, so we're talking about Avengers here, and we talked about a lot of great Avengers stories and stuff like that. Sal, I want to know your opinion. I want to start off with you first because you are our guest. Are there any Avengers comic stories that you think would be perfect for a movie?
Yes, I think that every Avengers comic story is in some way a good
even the Korvac saga? Really?
Even the Korvac saga? Listen, the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes show managed to work it out.
That's true. Fair point.
The fact is, like, any time that the movie studio says, I think I got this, 75 years of history, I think we can just come up with something on our own. Let's give it to David Co-op and just come up with something. Like, no, just use a comic story. But there are a few that I think are cherry-picked and are more appropriate than others.
Well, okay, let's hear some of them. What do you think?
Oh, okay. The one that I'm really itching for, the one that I kind of like hope is phase 5 or 4, or whatever phase we're on at this point, and we mentioned it in the last episode, is just is New Avengers. I think that if Disney gets through their streaming service, if they do decide to abandon Netflix, if the Netflix shows are doomed, move them into movies, give us the New Avengers movies. I would like to see Luke Cage, Daredevil, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain America, and whoever else would like to stick around, become new Avengers and just make that into a movie.
I agree with you. And I also, at the same time, will say that I give Marvel a lot of crap for when they started their Netflix universe and their Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe. They specifically did an interview where they threw shade towards Arrow.
That was all they only did that to throw shade at Arrow.
Yeah, they threw shade at Arrow to be like, well, you're never going to see Arrow in those movies, but our character is going to be the movie. And so I hate that they basically flip-flop because...
I'll tell you exactly why they flip-flop, because of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, but I was going to say, it is a goddamn shame that Charlie Cox, just as Matt Murdock, didn't get a cameo in Infinity War.
1,000%. All we needed, and we've said it here, we said it on the podcast a number of times, all we needed was some shot up in the air and then the camera dives down to street level. We buzz past all of the defenders and then we buzz back up in the sky. And then, I don't know, maybe a scene where Matt Murdock is talking to like Peter Parker's class or he gets someone out of jail.
Well, you just put Matt Murdock in Josie's diner hearing a TV report.
Great.
That's it. That's all you need. And like, I would have been like, hell yeah, there's Daredevil. There's the best version of Daredevil we've ever had in live action.
Also, just to humble brag, I got to meet him once for like 5 seconds and he was lovely. So I wish he would get to be in the movies. But just as beautiful in real life.
So I agree with you. I would love that. I hate to say it because, again, they have this weird division now where they're like, well, our TV shows aren't. Like, I didn't even watch this episode, but I read some slight spoilers that said that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. basically mentioned Infinity War in a sentence.
Yeah.
And that's how they got past it. They were just like, there's something happened in New York, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they at least referenced it. I'm so sick of the you know, just the weird division, and I'm
Did
hoping
you have a
that,
tweet
like,
about that recently?
I don't know. Did I?
I can't remember who did, but somebody said that they were so tired of how the TV universe basically has to talk about these life-altering events in one sentence as if it doesn't matter.
Well, that's why I've called that show for a long time, The Janitors of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Because they literally had an episode where they cleaned up the mess of Thor Dark World.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wasn't that one of their very early episodes?
Yeah, it was pretty early on. I think it was in their first or second season. But ever since that point, I was like, oh, this show doesn't matter.
Right.
you know.
This show will not influence anything.
Exactly. Because I've always said, like, for the longest time, and I hate that we returned to this at the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I said the longest time that I was like, man, you want that show to matter, like, you get Chris Evans for, like, the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, he'll do a scene. TV is not scary to movie actors anymore.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, it's all you
said. I was going to say, like, I can't even imagine Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Holland, Anthony Mackie being like, oh, really? I have to go to Atlanta and shoot, like, this 2-minute scene? Like, please. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They would take that money because they'd be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, most of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shoots in L.A.
Oh, there you go.
Every time, all their standing sets are here because every time I've gone to set, it's been in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
So they wouldn't even have to shoot it against the green screen. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a whole weird situation. You know, there is an Avengers comic story that I think would be really awesome.
Yeah.
But it would take some time to build it up. You have to build up to it. It has been the rumored idea of what Avengers 4 is, and now I don't believe this. I actually think Secret Invasion would be a great movie, especially if you peppered in the Skrulls throughout a couple movies, and then you got to that movie. And actually, a lot of people have thought that Secret Invasion is going to be the way how you get rid of some of these actors as contracts, because you're like, oh, they're Skrulls. But I honestly don't think, with only Captain Marvel setting up the Skrulls, that we're going to have enough time to do it.
I agree. I think the mythology there is really dense. Like, that's why the Kree Skrull War didn't make it onto my list in the main episode.
Also, a super complicated cosmic.
Right. Yeah. I mean, iconic and important, but more complicated than something, because it's not standalone and the implications of it are vast. But I keep saying that I hope Hawkeye's revealed to be a Skrull and then he comes back as Charlie Hunnam. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. But you could, if you built like a whole, like if Captain Marvel starts it, and then all of Phase 4 is like, oh, there are Skrulls. Like, you just show a shapeshifter in every movie, and then you end Phase 4 with, like, Secret Invasion. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really cool. You know, I think it'd be really neat. And yeah, you could recast some people if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you really could. Ashley, do you have any choices? Like, any? I know you kind of did that through your list. But
yeah.
Do you have any other Avengers stories that you're like, I think this would make a great movie?
I mean, I'll always stand by Young Avengers, although we've talked for years on this podcast about how it would also make a great television show. I would just love another Ultron, another swing at that. I don't know how you would do it in the current continuity, but like I said, I think he was so wasted, and I think you can tell that Joss Whedon didn't give a shit.
I have an idea for you. You're not going to like it, though, Ashley.
If you turn Vision into Ultron, I'm going to throw you out this window.
No, although that's a great idea, too. I was actually going to say, I think the only way you get redemption of Ultron is if you put Ultron with the character who actually created him in the comic books. Ultron goes to Ant-Man, because Hank Pym is in that movie.
Oh, well, can we just put it back with, like, a younger, good actor as Hank Pym instead of an old phoning in actor?
We'll do the 60s.
Currently Hank Pym.
It's John Hamm as Hank Pym in the 70s.
That's fine. That's
and he creates Jocasta after his wife. And
she flips out.
You make it a weird robot Bride of Frankenstein.
Great. Sure. Great. Cool. I'd love that. I could watch that.
But I think that's
maybe a way to do Ultron without having to do Ultron.
Well, I think it's the only way you're going to get Ultron like you want it. Comic book Ultron.
Uh-huh.
Can I pitch an Ultron really quick?
Please do.
Guardians 3 or 4 is Annihilation Conquest, and it's just Ultron went to space and he's just taken over there. And you just switch.
That's a neat idea.
Is he in the comic book version of that? I forget.
Hmm?
Is Ultron in Annihilation? One of the Annihilations?
He inherits the next story of Annihilation. Like, Annihilation is about Annihilus. The next one is I think Annihilation Conquest is Ultron.
I know they did like three of them, so I forget which one is which.
Exactly.
I only remember the first one.
The first one's the best one.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That'd be good, and then you could even do the thing like what they wound up doing with Red Skull and just get someone to pretend to be James Spader.
Or just have him, like, when I got wrecked, I uploaded myself into a new computer that sounds like this really cool, way better actor.
Yeah,
Because, like, just as a really quick thing, since we were, like, kind of slamming on Ultron from the movie and Joss Whedon in general, the fact is, like, I really do believe that James Spader was chosen because he kind of sounds like Joss Whedon, and he basically just says a lot of things that Joss Whedon wanted to say in the movie.
Oh, wow.
It just felt like it was a real big, like, mouthpiece for how Joss Whedon felt about working for these big studios.
You know, I don't have, you know, I have no problem with James Spader being the voice of Ultron. I had problem with his dialogue.
I would agree with that. But
he was too quippy.
I just feel like Joss Whedon, especially in a post, I quit Batgirl because I didn't bother to work on it for a year. You know, if you don't want to make Avengers Age of Ultron, if you don't want to make Batgirl, then don't. I'll do it. Like, you know, so right. My empathy becomes real limited at a certain point. And look, is working for a studio hard? Yes. Yeah. Is taking execs notes when they have no idea what you're talking about hard? Absolutely. But these are beloved properties, and they're very meaningful. And to not treat them with the respect they deserve, I think, is sad.
Well, the weirdest thing about it is that if you've heard the story about Joss Whedon working on the Avengers, is that he pitched Ultron as Avengers 1.
That was his original pitch,
Ultron's the villain that he wanted to do, and Kevin Feige was like, no, it has to be Loki. And so he was like, okay, and then they kind of...
Who was the Avengers' first ever villain?
Sure.
Like, Loki's a great choice for the first Avengers
movie. Oh, I agree, and he works really well in that movie as well. And so they kind of cemented him of like, no, Ultron could be the villain of the second movie. Mm-hmm. And so Joss was like, okay, great. But like, so that's the thing where like you get to that second movie and you're like, dude, this is the villain that you wanted to do.
How did you do it so wrong?
Yeah.
And we've seen people inherit it since then, like the Russos, who can clearly make good movies and more or less balance studio mandates.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be done.
You know the reason why I think the Russos can do that?
Because they worked in TV.
Yes.
Because, and they did it for years and years.
Which is weird because I know Joss Whedon's a TV director too, but like Joss Whedon somehow is like, I don't know, the Russos, like, I think because they come from TV and because they've directed so much TV, I think the Russos are like, oh, we'll come into the universe. You want us to do this? Whatever.
Yeah. But they still managed to make it good.
But they're like,
instead of Thor is randomly in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing. It's literally just Whedon. Whedon doesn't roll with the punches. Whedon's like, but I did Buffy though. Like, but I do what I want, and if I don't get what I want, I leave.
Yeah,
Or I'm fired. Like, that's kind of it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know we.
Sorry,
about
not to scream
Avengers
about Joss Whedon the whole time, guys.
It's all right.
The fact that he bailed on this and treated it like it was such a hindrance and such a pain. I was like, dude, what are you talking about?
It's like one of the best jobs in the world.
We all want to pretend that everybody had a great time making, which is why we get excited when fans get cast or people who are into the properties get cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like, Ross Marquand, as you know, slight spoilers for Avengers Infinity War, but this comes out a couple weeks after Avengers Infinity War, so we're all good.
Yeah, tweet to Vince Gilligan if you're mad.
Ross Marquand is the Red Skull in Infinity War.
Right.
And he's just like this kind of comedian impressionist guy from The Walking Dead, and he's an Uber fan. And I think that's kind of cool that he's Red Skull, and I kind of hope they figure out ways to bring him back. Like, I kind of hope that he just becomes like Ultron, like he'll be the new Ultron,
he'll be the Ray Park of this universe.
Yeah, he'll be the replacement guy.
Yeah.
Because he loves it, and like he took a picture. He shared a picture on Instagram where he took a picture of him and his comic collection. He was like, "I'm so excited!" And he has such a minor part in Infinity War, but he's just like,
But as an iconic character that everyone wanted to see come back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all knew he was going to come back. Like there was no. I was actually surprised by how many people thought he died in Captain America. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
He
literally is shot into space.
Let's talk about this. So Comic Book Resources, a comic book website of, you know, okay report.
Yeah.
Post being sold.
Yeah, it just goes back and forth. The other day they were like literally tweeting plot points about Avengers Infinity War as their article titles, which I thought was ridiculous. It was like, Thanos does this.
So was someone else. There were two outlets doing it.
Forbes,
yeah.
Forbes and Variety, but Forbes always does that though. But CBR did an article a couple weeks back where they said that they were like, our prediction is Avengers 4 is Avengers Annihilation. Now, I want to hear both of your thoughts on this. Sal, what do you think? Is it Annihilation?
No.
I agree. I think that I read that too, and I was like, that's dumb.
No, they said that because of the stinger scene, which, by the way, one of the crappiest, least worth sticking around for stinger scenes for something that we already knew. If that movie hadn't been announced, it might have been exciting, but we already know it's coming, and most people thought that character was going to be in this movie.
Yeah,
so
there's a little bit of subtext, I think, to that scene. Like, hey, look, Fury's back. Like, hey, look, Marie Hill's back. Hey, look, they're running an organization. Is it S.H.I.E.L.D.? What's going on with that? Like, they are maybe sowing the seeds of bringing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back into the movies. Like, maybe there's something to that. Who knows? But the fact that it wasn't a four on that machine is kind of like a downer for everybody.
I said to Ashley that the space beeper, I said it would have been much cooler if it had gone like dot 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 dot, and it was like code word fantastic.
Right.
And everybody would have been like, what? Oh my God. But it kind of was the same thing that happened. What I felt in our theater, what happened was the same thing that happened when they showed Thanos at the end of Avengers 1. I heard about half the crowd go, woo. And the other half of the crowd was like, what was that? What is that? Yeah. Is that symbol supposed to be something?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. We were, our group was literally like, some of us were like, is that Nova's symbol? Is that, wait. And then the colors came up. I'm like, oh, good thing they did the colors.
That was truly, I thought it was Nova at first because I expected it to be a reveal and to mean something. And it didn't. We also had we also had somebody sitting in front of us who was very excited and screamed very loudly. And I was deeply annoyed.
Yeah. So yeah, Avengers stories that should be movies.
Yep.
Right.
any final thoughts? You know an Avengers story that I'm surprised they haven't done, and I know they haven't done because of rights and stuff like that, but I would
House
love to
of
see.
M.
No, not House of M at all. I don't think you'd ever do House of M on the big screen, to be honest with you. You could do it in the TV shows, but not on the big screen. I would just love to see the Avengers fight Galactus.
Oh yeah.
Well, you got to talk to who owns Fantastic Four?
Fox.
Got to talk to Fox because that deal wavers back and forth between being done and we don't know about it to not having started.
I actually thought we were going to see a Fox character. I thought, to be honest with you, I had a prediction for a long time that I was like, we're going to see a Fox character or mention of a Fox character in this movie, and it's going to lead to the announcement that they sealed the deal.
Yeah, I really anticipated some Fantastic Four universe mention here. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not crushed that we didn't get it, but...
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they're saving it for the next one because they're like, no, like, because of... I think we can all agree... Avengers 4 or Avengers 3 was great. Mm-hmm. We all enjoyed it. The fact that we're all riding high, like, we don't want to diminish or take away from what that is and what that was. So, like, for us to go like, no, we're still dealing with Thanos right now. We're still dealing with the core of the MCU and how it's been established for the last 10 years. So for us to go like, but there's this other team out there that we haven't established that we haven't teased in any way, I think it might take away from the like swan song wrapping up of this whole culmination thing. So like, I get it, but if it's not at the end of the next one, that's when I'm going to start crying foul.
I think that's fair. And I think that's a really salient statement, observation. I don't know. what I truly think is the biggest disappointment, and I said this in our review, is that we're going into Ant-Man and the Wasp and we're not going into Avengers 4. Like, truly, who cares?
Yeah. It better be fun. Like, I want Wasp in the next movie, though.
Me too. I thought Wasp was going to be in this one.
I mean, it's still my prediction that I think you're going to see Ant-Man and Wasp shrink down to the quantum verse, and that's the reason why they're not going to disappear in the giant all the characters disappearing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're going to see characters disappearing during that movie, and they're like, what?
That's cool.
So yeah, I think that's how they're going to tie it in. And then Captain Marvel set in 1992. I actually think, to be honest with you, and I know Disney would never do this because they want to make money. I wish they would just hold, like, just be like, okay, yeah, it's Avengers 3 and then no Marvel movies for a year.
And then we got to get like 3 next year.
I know, because they've got to make money. So I agree with you. I think Ant-Man and the Wasp being set before Infinity War and then releasing it after is a mistake.
Yeah.
And again, it'll be
the timeline is so fucked.
Well, see, the other thing about it is that they now have to tie that movie somehow in Infinity War, or everybody's gonna be like, what's the deal, man?
Yeah.
Oh, they will, with the post-credit scene.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see that. You'll see that Paul Rudd is like riding on Anthony Mackie's shoulders.
Well, the problem, that's the problem. And also, I feel that Marvel has also as well put Captain Marvel as a movie that has to live up to this impossibly high bar now. Captain Marvel now has to live up to the bar of Infinity War
and Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
that's what you get for waiting 20 movies to introduce a female lead.
Agreed. That was a waste. You could have done a Captain Marvel at any point. You also could have done a Black Widow movie at any point.
Yeah.
Black Widow could
have been a Netflix movie. It could have been an Amazon movie.
You could have done Black Widow in phase one, after Iron Man 2.
Or Black Widow and Hawkeye should have been the movie that led directly into Avengers.
I agree. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for that. And now that we're finally, I think we are finally getting a Black Widow movie. Like, I'm going to see it. I'm very excited. I hope it's made with like heart and care. But it's also like, as far as Captain Marvel goes, you know, like while I think that, yeah, it's like, what the hell are you doing at this point? I'm excited for it, but I'm also like, I think most people don't even know it's happening. Like, I think that
I agree.
Based on our whole collective experience in the theater and that teaser not landing, I think everyone was like, what am I even looking at? Like, oh, there's another movie, like another character you're going to add to the fourth chapter of the Avengers franchise now. Like, if it isn't a huge Fox property you were begging to have, like if it isn't Wolverine, you know,
or some Wolverine other, either. Yeah.
Then why bother? Because I'd heard that they were going to put Captain Marvel in. Like, I heard she was going to show up at the end of Age of Ultron originally. That she was going to be part
she
of the
She was event. Originally supposed to be part of Age of Ultron. In fact, there was an original idea, and that's the reason why those characters walked out. Age of Ultron was originally supposed to include Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel. Because they were going to be at the end scene, those two characters were supposed to be there when Cap looked around the room.
Think the persisting rumor, because I mean I certainly don't know, was that Benedict's paperwork wasn't signed yet.
Yes, yeah,
and that's
and
why,
neither was Brie Larson's.
Yeah, and that's why that didn't happen. Also, just to harp on the Captain Marvel thing one more time, the only photo that they've released of her, she's wearing a green suit. She's not even wearing those colors. So if you don't know who Captain Marvel is, there's no way you're going to make that logically.
But that green suit, by the way, is confirmed now. There was a picture that were actually released very recently that showed Samuel Jackson with a hairpiece, full hair in both eyes, and she's in that green suit. Because they're actually, fun fact, they're shooting Captain Marvel in Hollywood. Why, I don't know. But a good chunk of this movie
takes
place
because they want her to live in a shitty neighborhood. If you don't live in LA, Hollywood's actually a dump. It's not a nice place. I lived there for years. It is not nice and it's not safe.
Yeah, but they're filming in Hollywood, which is why the reason why everybody has all these pictures.
Where are they?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
They're shooting not at a studio. They're shooting like on the street.
Yeah, the corner of Pawn Shop and Pawn Shop.
They're on Yucca and Vine, probably.
And checks cashed. I also got to say, the other fun detail about Samuel L. Jackson in the 90s, though, is that he's like 40 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He looks like Uncle Phil. It's amazing.
His weight has fluctuated a lot as Fury, which is fine, and it's not a judgment call at all. And you know, everyone can look however they want; it's all great. But I think it's interesting.
Well, it's because in Avengers 1, he has a little bit of a gut. In Captain Marvel pictures, he has a gut, but
he's never as fit as in Winter Soldier.
In Winter Soldier,
he looks trim.
In Winter Soldier, he's cut; he's massive.
But I think it's because he had those big action scenes, and they were like, "Well, this is a superhero universe, so by our logic, only buff people can fight, so you've got to slim up."
Yeah, that's weird. All right. Yeah. So, anyways, those are some of the Avengers comic stories that should be movies.
Yeah.
You got a good 4 or 5 in. Come on.
It's fine. Sal, please tell everybody that is listening on the Patreon where they can follow you, and please tell them about your Patreon as well.
Sure. You can check me out over at youtube.com/comicpop or comicpop.net. It'll take you to the same page. Or you can visit our Patreon at patreon.com/comicpop for weekly updates about what we're doing, behind-the-scenes stuff, and early access to our flagship show, Back Issues.
Please, everybody, go over there and check it out. If you like all the stuff that we do on our Patreon, then I'm certain you're going to love everything that Sal does. Sal is a kindred brother in this comic book fight that we call YouTube, and you know, if you like our stuff, I guarantee you're gonna like his stuff too. So please go check it out. Go give it a look-see. See? Yeah. So Sal, thanks for sticking around for more Avengers talk.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone out there, thank you so much for your support. We do this extra podcast because you support us. Thank you so much. I am Jason. Sometimes I'm fat, Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And thanks for listening, super friends.